Hi, welcome to the Tiger Stripes podcast. I'm your hostess, Sasha Nicole Thomas. Please note that this podcast is just my opinion. If you don't agree with me, that's great. You're entitled to your opinion just as much as everybody else is. If you have questions or comments, you can find my contact info at the end of the show. Please note that rude or obnoxious behavior is not acceptable. If you have something mean to say, please make it constructive. Thank you. So, my first podcast ever. So, I suppose that warrants a bit about me and why I'm doing this podcast. Well, I go by many names, but for here I'll call myself Sasha, I think. I'm a 24-year-old Wiccan that is relatively new to the path and to podcasting, so this should be quite interesting. I hope you're brave enough to stick around with me for the ride. As for why I'm doing this podcast, I was inspired by other podcasters out there, such as Brooke from the iPod Witch and Talia from the Geek Witch. I hope this will help others as well as me grow in the craft. I plan on doing a couple of things here, first being an herb segment, as well as a brief story on a god or goddess, starting with the goddess I worship, Bast. And alternating between god and goddess with each podcast. I'll call it the divinity segment. Actually, I'm going to do this a little backwards here. I'm going to take a bit of a break, grab myself some water, and we'll jump into the divinity segment. Yay, if I can speak properly. I guess I'm just nervous, but that's why I need the water. I'll grab myself some water. We'll jump into the divinity segment, and stuff will happen. Back in a bit. And we're back, and that was the longest water break in the history of mankind. I am sorry. Basically, what happened was I went to go get water, talked to the fiancé for a little bit, and wound up spending somewhere close to 4 hours at his work. It was worth it, though. I got to spend his break with him and a little bit of time after work, and then he'll be picking me up later on so we can go paint the interior of a house, which is going to be awesome. Awesome, I tell you. Sorry. Anyways, now on to the divinity segment here. If I can find my notes. There we go. Okay, and I apologize for the clicking you more than likely are going to hear in the background from time to time. I'm working on a laptop, so every time I go to click anything, you will hear the clicking noise in the background. That's just me moving my little notepad with my notes around. Anyways, onward! Okay. Bast, also known as Bastet, has dated back to at least the 2nd century, or not 2nd century, 2nd dynasty, circa 2890 BCE or before Common Era. She has existed for a little under 5 millennia. Yeah, she is very wise. Her most common depictions were a beautiful woman with either the head of a cat, lion, or large desert cat. She was never shown fully human except in one Ramseid depiction where she was made one and the same with Mut, being called Mutbast. She was only associated with the domestic cat about 2,000 years after her worship began. This is probably how she's best known, but her depiction as a lion or desert cat didn't go away, when her domesticated image came into being. I mentioned earlier that she was also known as Bastet. This is a common mistranslation of her name. Foreign influences started changing the spoken language, dropping the T sound off of many words, and thus scribes starting adding additional T's to written language to stress that it should be pronounced. She is one of the many gods and goddesses that are known as the Eye of Ra. This is a title that denotes a god who functions as a protector or avenger. She is definitely not an always content, always happy goddess. One text even has her ripping out the hearts of transgressors and delivering them to her father and the king. Obviously not someone you want ticked off at you. But there's a flip side. Her protective nature is found in the hundreds of shields unearthed in various excavations throughout Egypt and various other places. Her avenging nature was softened by her association with Hethert and Mut. Even when the Greeks came to Egypt, however, they chose to associate Bast with Artemis, the virgin huntress of the Greek pantheon. Bast was exclusively a solar goddess until the Greco-Roman influences hit Egypt. Then, because of her association with Artemis, she became lunar. As the Eye of Ra and the punisher of the enemies of Maat, Bast is invested with the cat's grace, strength, speed, and cruelty. She encapsulates the charm, patience, and wile of a domestic cat, as well as the potential for the raw brute strength of a lion. Myths about Bast include she is the goddess of lesbians, sexuality, pleasure, including illicit drugs, that Bast and Skemet created the world together, that Isis is Bast's mother, and that Bast and Skemet were sisters. Most of Bast's worshippers during that time period would offer cool water in her worship, but now that we have more things accessible to us, we can offer her many different things. Some suggestions would be whole meats, chocolate, limes, or perfumes. Organic things are preferred because they will be more likely to have undergone minimal processing and have no pesticides or growth hormones in them. But like all worship, it's the sentiment that counts. Don't offer something large and impressive in terms of the value of the item itself without actually wanting to give it. Also, never let an offering go to waste. Yes, you can offer chocolate and eat it too. All of the preceding information was taken from www.per-bast.org. Give them a look when you get a chance for more detailed information than what I've stated here. Oh, hey, also, just so you know, I'm kind of a noob at this podcasting thing, just like I stated in the beginning, but I'm also a noob to GarageBand, so if you hear random clicks and various other things and whatnot, it's because I'm attempting to edit or I'm attempting to do something, I don't know. Like for that past one that you more than likely heard, I had to edit something out that I didn't exactly want in the podcast, but it's just one of those things that it's either you're going to hear it in the sound quality or the unsavory thing that was said would be in said podcast. So, you know. Anyway, I would ask how I'm doing so far, but I forget that I'm sort of talking to a screen, watching the little wiggly lines go up and down. But, yeah. That's that. Right, I also have an herb section for you. I managed to make a neat little disclaimer. Do let me know what you think about it. Let's see here and then there. Welcome to the herbal segment of Tiger Stripes Podcast. Please note that the owner-creator of this podcast is both A, not your mother, and B, not trained medical professionals, and therefore we take no responsibility for your actions. And speaking of medical professionals, it is advised to consult your doctor before starting any new herbal remedies, especially if you're on medication. After all, we don't know how said medication will react with anything else it comes in contact with. Use basic common sense and try to use your noggin. Thank you! So what you think, eh? Eh? Leave me some feedback, huh? I am going to have some contact information, hopefully as spiffy as, or at least what I think is as spiffy as the disclaimer that you just heard. Let me see here. Here we go. Let's see. So I wanted to do something that most people already knew a little bit about, just to be a little creative in a sort of non-creative way. But yeah, I'm an underachiever. I apologize. But perhaps wanted to know more about, hopefully. So I chose aloe for my herb today. Not exactly an herb per se, but it is a rather remarkable plant. So, yeah, not an herb, but plant. And very beneficial at that. Anyway, onward ho! Aloe vera, also known as Barbados aloe, burn plant, aloe barbadensis? Barbadensis! Ha! Aloe barbadensis! And medicine plant is what just about everyone uses to put on sunburns and sometimes minor cuts. But did you know that it can be used for so much more than just sunburns? There are over 240, holy cow, species of aloe, growing mainly in the dry regions of Africa, Asia, Europe, and America. But for today's segment, we're talking specifically about aloe vera. Aloe has incredible healing properties because it's rich in vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that are essential to bodily function. Some of these include the vitamins A, C, E, selenium, magnesium, copper, zinc, and more. Well, that's vitamins and minerals, but you get the picture. Aloe is a natural pain reliever because it contains salicylic acid and magnesium. Is a wonderful anti-inflammatory because of gibberellins and lectins, has antiseptic properties due to the saponins it contains, and has loads of antioxidants. So yeah, if you can't tell, I did type down various words and such like without figuring out how to pronounce them first. So yeah. Anyway, forward some more. Ingesting aloe vera is said to promote dental health and hygiene, aid in healthy digestion, support the immune system, and help regulate weight and energy levels. Add to that the amazing number of vitamins, minerals, and amino acids you get from the plant itself, and it makes me wonder why I haven't started some sort of regimen with this sooner. I have found some very interesting recipes for cooking using aloe by just Googling the phrase cooking with aloe. There's even one for some sort of dessert. I'm gonna have to try that, you know, as soon as I'm allowed near the kitchen again. Long story on that one that I'm not going to get into. If you know me personally, you're good. If not, then I'm sorry. Let's see. Magically, aloe is used for protection and luck spells. It is said to guard against negative influences and prevent household accidents, particularly if grown in or near the kitchen. And is also said to prevent feelings of loneliness, so if you're feeling lonely, you can cuddle your favorite aloe plant. It's cuddly, it's cute, it's beneficial to the entire family. Why not pick up an aloe vera plant as your family pet today? I'm sorry, I'm a little slap happy right now. I haven't slept in, you know, quite a few hours. Anyway, it can also be used to bring you success in the world, apparently. Aloe is typically associated with the feminine, the moon, and water. And also, here's an interesting little tidbit for you. After using the gel from an aloe leaf, said leaf will seal itself up, making it easy to store for later use. Just toss it in a plastic bag and put it in your freezer or refrigerator, and there you go. You can use it later for the next time someone else decides something catastrophic would be very good thing to happen. Anyway, yeah, like I said, slap happy, and I hope you enjoyed the herb segment. Do let me know how well I've done so far. Podcast looks like it's going to be ending somewhere around 15 minutes or so. I still have to put my contact info in, but you get the picture. Anyways, here's my contact info, and I hope that I will receive a little bit of feedback from you guys, okay? Merry part, and blessed be. You can contact the Tigress by emailing her at jadedtechnology, all one word, at gmail.com, or alternatively by visiting her Book of Shadows and leaving a comment on the show notes. The web address for that is sashasbookofshadows.blogspot.com. This podcast can be found on iTunes, Podcast Alley, and paganpodcasting.org. The Tiger Stripes podcasts and all content herein that is not explicitly stated otherwise are copyright 2011 to Sasha Nicole Thomas. The music used in this podcast was made by Free Loops, included in the software GarageBand. This file is released under a Creative Commons license, which means you can share the file freely, but you can't alter it. And please feel free to let people know where it came from. Thank you.